Chapter 7. Why? What led ancient people to have the belief that God became man, or that God and man were one and the same? The fundamental reason was their inability to understand or accept the concept of God creating this world from nothingness. They perceived God to be like themselves, creating from what already exists. Humans create things by manipulating existing things into other states, shapes, and forms having different functions. For example, a wooden table was once a tree in a forest, and its nails and screws were once iron ore in rocks underneath the earth. Humans cut down the tree and shaped its wood into a tabletop and legs. They dug up the iron ore, melted it, and poured it into molds to produce nails and screws. Then they assembled the pieces to create a table for a variety of uses. Similarly, the plastic chairs people now sit on were once liquid oil, stored deep in the bowels of the earth. One cannot imagine sitting on oil the way people sit on chairs. However, through the human ability to manipulate the chemical components of oil, plastic is produced, and chairs are made for humans to sit on. This is the essence of human creative activity. Humans merely modify and transform what already exists. They do not create the trees or produce the oil. When they discuss oil production, they really mean oil extraction. The oil was created millions of years before by geological processes. Then humans extracted it from the earth and refined it. They also did not create the trees. Even if they planted them, they did not create the seeds that they planted. Consequently, humans, in their ignorance of God, often conceive of God as being just like them. For example, in the Old Testament it is written, God created man after his own image. In the image of God he created man. For Hindus, Purusha is the creator God, Brahma, in human form. And just as humans create by manipulating the existing world around them, then the creator God must do likewise. According to Hindu philosophy, Purusha is a giant offspring of Brahma, having 1,000 heads and 1,000 eyes. From him arose Viraj, his feminine counterpart and mate in the creation process. The divine Purusha is also the sacrificial offering, and from his dismembered body arose the 4 traditional social castes. Purusha hymn states that priests were Purusha's mouth, noblemen his arms, farmers and merchants his thighs, and servants his feet. The Hindus' inability to conceive of God creating this world from nothing led them to the concept of God creating the world from himself and its people from his body parts. Human ability to understand ideas and concepts is limited and finite. Human beings cannot grasp and understand the infinite. The belief which God taught Adam was that God created this world from nothing. When he wanted something to exist, he merely said, "Be," and his command brought into existence those things that did not previously exist. This world and its contents were not created from himself. In fact, the concept of God creating the world from himself reduces God to the level of his creatures, who merely create something from something else. Those who held and continue to hold this belief are unable to grasp the uniqueness of God. He is uniquely one, and there is nothing like him. If he had created the world from himself, he would be like his creatures.